Nearly 3 million Afghans have fled the violence in their country. The BBC's Hugh Sykes visited a refugee camp in northern France. He spoke with several Afghan refugees near the one working faucet there.
This is woodland east of Calais. And these woods on the outskirts of the town are home to between 400 and 600 Afghan refugees. And there are almost no facilities whatsoever for a normal life for these refugees. Some of them have been here for months. They rely on charity for food. There are no toilets. And there's one public tap. And they live in makeshift tents made of tarpaulins and branches gathered from the woods. And the weather here is frequently awful. Atlantic weather sweeping up the English Channel. And the main reason I've come here is to ask them whether the elections in Afghanistan this month could make any difference so that they would feel safe to return. The answer has been a unanimous no.
Never, 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 never will Afghanistan make no peaceful life here.
Afghanistan can never be better.
Never be better, yeah. Everything is wrong.
What's your job? What's your profession?
My profession was I was a translator here. Yeah. But I am going to have a bright future. That's why I want to live there.
And the elections won't make any difference?
No difference. The election will make more damage.
Can you tell me why you're here?
Taliban killed my brother, sister, mother and father. After that, I was come here.
And you only have one arm. What happened to your arm?
In bomb blast. Yes, Taliban in bomb blast to our home. And my father, mother, sister, brother killed, and I lost my hand in there.
So you've lost your family?
Yes.
You've lost an arm?
Yes.
And you've traveled?
4 months.
How old are you?
I am 16 years old.
What should the Americans and the British do? Should they stay or should they leave Afghanistan?
If they leave, there will be a war. If they stay there, there will be war.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That report from the BBC's Hugh Sykes near Calais, France.